Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The temptations confronting the youth of our nation are probably greater than they have ever been in the history of this country. Senseless violence has become a steady diet for millions of America's young people. They see hundreds and hundreds of killings, muggings, robberies, and other vicious crimes every day on television, in the movies, and elsewhere. A considerable amount of modern music glorifies the abuse of women, of attacks against the police, and of poking fun at the moral values which have held our nation together. The United States Supreme Court allows such behavior in the name of the First Amendment. Do our distinguished jurists not know they are contributing to the crime and delinquency which keep people locked up in their homes for fear of being brutalized by robbers, thieves, and killers? Solomon pleads with young people to resist the temptation to join with vicious criminals. My son, walk not in the way with them. Refrain your foot from their path. Proverbs 1:15. My friends, if we do not listen to the warnings of the Scriptures, we shall destroy ourselves from within. When families do not feel secure in their homes, or businessmen are afraid every day of being robbed or killed, we have become a jungle. Tragically, virtually every one of us has contributed in some measure to this situation. We have failed to teach our children in our homes, in the schools, and in our churches. In addition, we have voted for men and women who are notoriously immoral. Even when a politician has been caught in the act of using drugs, he is sometimes returned to office. The mayor of Washington, D.C. is a case in point. Besides, some of our law enforcement officers have taken bribes, unmercifully beaten those whom they arrested, falsified information to assure the conviction of some person, and violated the law in other ways. Prosecutors, defense attorneys, and judges have also been guilty of perverting the law to their own advantage. Can you imagine a judge is using his position of power to molest the women who work for him or who come to him for redress of some grievance? One judge forced a woman into sexual behavior with him. He threatened to take her child from her if she did not cooperate. And then we wonder why millions of young people and older ones have no respect for the law. Parents, teachers, and preachers must join with Solomon in warning young people not to walk in the way with sinners, to refrain their feet from their paths. For their feet run to evil, and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird. And they lie in wait for their own blood. They lurk privily for their own lives. Proverbs 1:16-18. When you see vicious people committing crimes, or know that they commit them, stay as far away from them as possible. This is not saying that criminals cannot change. They can. But while they are engaging in violent acts, do not associate with them. Solomon mentions the vanity of spreading a net in the sight of any bird. But the criminals are often less wise than birds. They, that is the criminals, lie in wait for their own blood. They lurk privily for their own lives. They may think they are taking advantage of others and being very smart in the process. But there will be a time of reaping. They are going to have to pay for their evil deeds. Young people, please remember these words from Paul to the Galatians. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. For he who sows to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Galatians 6:7-8. Please pay attention to these words from God's inspired book. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.